Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, December 13, 2024.
Sweden's new foreign policy direction. Sweden's foreign minister, Maria Malmer Stenergard, is changing the country's foreign policy. Sweden will move away from its previous role as a moral great power and will now focus more on national interests and safety. This decision comes after worries that past policies had weakened Sweden's influence in international relations. The announcement was made in Stockholm on December 11, 2024. This shift aims to strengthen Sweden's position among its Western partners as global conflicts continue to rise.
TikTok's legal challenge in the U.S. The U.S. Justice Department is asking a court to reject TikTok's request to block a law that requires ByteDance, the Chinese parent company, to sell TikTok by January 19, 2025, or face a ban. With more than 170 million users in the U.S., TikTok is a major player in social media. The Justice Department believes that China's ongoing control of TikTok could pose a danger to national security. A ruling from the court is expected soon.
Brazil police take down illegal gold mining operation. Brazil's federal police have shut down an illegal gold mining operation on indigenous lands. This alarming discovery revealed that the operation removed gold worth 4 billion reais, which is about US$1.34 billion. The investigation found that many foreigners, primarily from Venezuela, were brought in to transport the gold. Authorities issued 9 arrest warrants and seized over 615 million reais, or around US$166 million, in cash and assets. The Munduruku indigenous land, home to about 9,000 indigenous people, has become a center for illegal mining activities. Efforts to protect these territories from abuse are ongoing.
Senate rejects Labor Board nominee. The United States Senate has voted against Lauren McFerrin's nomination to the National Labor Relations Board, with a narrow tally of 50-49. This decision allows President-elect Donald Trump to appoint new members to the board, which is essential for enforcing labor laws and protecting workers' rights. Senators Joe Manchin from West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona cast the crucial votes against McFerrin. As a result, Democrats will hold a 2-to-1 majority on the board. This situation could lead to significant changes in labor policies that may impact unions and workers throughout the country.
HSBC and World Bank launch trade finance program. HSBC and the International Finance Corporation, part of the World Bank, have started a new trade finance program worth $1 billion. This program will help businesses in developing markets across Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the Middle East. It aims to provide funding and boost sales abroad in essential sectors. This initiative comes as global trade faces problems from international conflicts and disruptions in supply chains.
Ontario Premier's warning on energy supply. Ontario Premier Doug Ford has warned that the province might stop supplying energy to the United States if President-elect Donald Trump imposes taxes on Canadian goods. Ford made these comments during a virtual meeting with other Canadian leaders, including Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. They discussed how these potential taxes could impact trade and energy exports. Ontario plays a vital role in providing energy to the U.S., particularly to states like Michigan and New York.
Anticipation of bigger deals in 2025. Wall Street executives are excited about the possibility of bigger mergers and acquisitions in 2025. This positive outlook follows Donald Trump's election as President of the United States, as his policies may reduce government regulations that have held back major deals this year. Private equity firms are poised to invest around US$4 trillion in available funds, which could lead to more buyouts. This expected policy change might bring significant shifts to the financial scene.
U.S. senators address cybersecurity threats from China. U.S. senators are raising alarms about the urgent need for stronger cybersecurity measures after a major cyber attack linked to China. This incident, called Salt Typhoon, specifically targeted American phone and internet companies. Senator Ben Ray Lujan emphasized how serious this breach is, calling it the largest telecommunications hack in U.S. history. Senator Ted Cruz warned that this government-backed attack could lead to even more threats against U.S. infrastructure. At least 8 telecommunications firms in the United States were affected, raising significant worries about the security of American data.
Challenges facing Ontario colleges. Colleges in Ontario, Canada, are encountering significant challenges due to a limit on the number of international students allowed to enroll. This has resulted in a nearly 50% drop in their numbers. As a consequence, many colleges are facing major reductions in courses and layoffs. These institutions have relied heavily on tuition from international students for their funding. Government reports indicate that international students made up a larger share of enrollment compared to local students last year. Despite these financial pressures, the government remains confident that the colleges can navigate these tough times.
Fuel theft crisis in Ecuador. Organized crime groups in Ecuador are stealing fuel from the government-operated oil company, PetroEcuador. This theft supports drug trafficking and leads to large financial losses. From 2022 to October 2024, PetroEcuador reported losses of US$215 million due to fuel theft. The number of unauthorized connections to fuel lines skyrocketed, rising from 32 in 2022 to over 700 by October 2024. Criminals are using violence against workers and causing harm to oil fields. This alarming situation poses a serious risk to both the economy and the safety of the people in Ecuador.
New rules on bank overdraft fees. The U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has introduced new rules to limit bank overdraft fees. These changes will help customers save $5 billion every year. Banks with more than $10 billion in total assets will be affected by these rules. The regulations tackle issues caused by high fees that have troubled many consumers. This is an important step to protect consumers and promote fair banking practices.
Sona Comstar expands in Eastern markets. Sona Comstar, an Indian auto parts supplier, is aiming to grow its presence in Eastern markets. The company is currently in discussions with car manufacturers in China, Japan, and South Korea. Right now, about 2/3 of its income comes from North America and Europe, while 28% is generated in India. Sona Comstar expects that countries in the East will contribute more than half of its revenue in the next 5 years. This strategic change is designed to meet the increasing demand for electric and hybrid vehicle parts. The company plans to adapt to market trends and reduce its reliance on traditional markets.
European stocks decline ahead of ECB decision. European stocks dipped slightly as investors got ready for an expected interest rate cut from the European Central Bank, also known as the ECB. Concerns about slowing economic growth and rising political uncertainties in the Eurozone impacted market behavior. The ECB is set to announce its decision at 1:15 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. The European Stock Index, Stoxx 600, fell by 0.1%, while bank shares in the Eurozone, which react to changes in interest rates, increased by 0.4%. Investors are eager for more clues about future policy changes.
Italian railways to attract investors. Italy's state-owned railway, Ferrovie dello Stato, is set to create a new company for its high-speed network. This initiative aims to draw in external investors and reduce the country's public debt, which is expected to hit 138% of Italy's annual production by 2026. The high-speed business is valued at an impressive 8 billion euros, or about US$8.5 billion. Ferrovie dello Stato is looking to boost its yearly income to 20 billion euros, roughly US$21.3 billion, by 2029.
New Security Alliance Against Organized Crime in Latin America. The Inter-American Development Bank has launched a new regional security alliance to fight organized crime. This initiative includes 16 governments from Latin America and the Caribbean and was announced in Mexico City, Mexico. IDB President Elon Goldfein stressed that security is essential for economic growth. A recent study shows that crime costs about 3.4% of the region's total economic output, which is nearly 4 out of 5 public budgets for education. Next year, the IDB will invest $1 billion in projects related to this initiative. The alliance aims to improve police and justice systems and tackle financial crimes. Notably, the United States, Mexico, and Colombia are not part of this alliance. Additionally, organizations like the Organization of American States and Interpol are involved in this effort.
Concerns about new laws in El Salvador. Human Rights Watch is raising alarms about new laws in El Salvador that focus on online security and data privacy. Critics argue these laws could jeopardize free speech and media rights. The Salvadoran Congress approved the legislation in mid-November 2024. A state cybersecurity agency will enforce these new rules, giving it significant control over online content. Human Rights Watch warns that these laws might be used to silence independent reporters and community organizations. El Salvador is situated in Central America.
Archer Aviation secures funding for hybrid aircraft. Archer Aviation, an air taxi manufacturer located in Hawthorne, California, has successfully secured $430 million by selling shares. This funding will be used to develop a hybrid aircraft in partnership with Enderal Industries, a defense technology company. Current backers include United Airlines and Stellantis, along with new supporters like Wellington Management and the Abu Dhabi investment firm 2.0. This announcement was made on December 12, 2024.
Italy's economic outlook for 2024. Italy's economy minister, Giancarlo Giorgetta, has announced that the projected economic growth rate for 2024 is 0.7%, down from the earlier target of 1%. The industrial sector is facing significant challenges, largely due to the struggling economy in Germany. Italy aims to bring its public deficit below the European Union's 3% limit by 2026. The country expects to receive nearly 200 billion euros in funding from the EU's Recovery and Resilience Facility by that time, which is about US$206 billion. To support businesses, the government plans to cut business taxes, with an estimated expense of 400 million euros, or around US$425 million.
Trump on grocery prices and inflation. Donald Trump, the president-elect of the United States, has recognized the difficulties in reducing grocery prices. In a recent interview with Time magazine, he shared his hope that prices could drop through lower energy costs and improved food distribution systems. Trump believes that rising food prices are linked to inflation, which he says is a result of the current administration's policies. This conversation highlights ongoing worries about how increasing grocery costs are impacting consumers across the country.
Crusoe secures $600 million for AI growth. Crusoe, a company specializing in artificial intelligence systems, has raised $600 million in its latest funding round. Founders Fund, a prominent venture capital firm in the U.S., led this round, which values Crusoe at $2.8 billion. The company plans to use this investment to expand its data centers and develop Crusoe Cloud, a service for managing AI tasks. Founded in 2018, Crusoe originally started as a cryptocurrency business but has shifted its focus to clean energy and AI systems. Notable investors include Nvidia, a leading tech company, and Mubadala, a state-owned investment fund from the UAE. This funding underscores the growing demand for AI technology in today's market.
Political crisis in France. French President Emmanuel Macron has delayed the appointment of a new prime minister until Friday morning. This decision follows a vote by far-right and leftist lawmakers that led to former Prime Minister Michel Barnier stepping down. This marks the second major political crisis in France in just 6 months. Macron had aimed to name a new head of government within 48 hours. The political climate remains stressful as the country seeks stability.
Judge assassinated in Acapulco, Mexico. A senior judge named Edmundo Roman Pinzon was assassinated in Acapulco, a well-known resort city in Mexico, on December 12, 2024. This shocking incident occurred just one day after the president of Mexico visited the city to discuss the rising violence. Judge Pinzon was shot while he was in his car. Local authorities have begun inquiries into the murder. Acapulco has been struggling with increasing violence linked to drug cartels, raising serious concerns about community safety in the area.
Israel's military operations in Syria. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has defended Israel's military operations in Syria. Israel is currently conducting airstrikes to target weapons held by the Syrian army. These actions come after the recent collapse of President Bashar al-Assad's government, which has raised concerns about security threats. Sullivan stated that Israel has the right to defend itself. The situation in Syria remains strained, creating risks for stability in the region.
Concerns about currency manipulation by China. A top trade consultant to President-elect Donald Trump has raised issues about China possibly manipulating the value of its currency, the yuan. Peter Navarro warned that the new administration will not support any attempts by China to lower the yuan's value. This warning comes as the Chinese government is considering allowing the yuan to drop in 2024. Right now, 10,000 yuan is about $1,370. These concerns about currency manipulation could significantly affect economic relations between the United States and China.
Decline in U.S. power deals amid political uncertainty. The value of power deals in the United States has fallen to $27.8 billion, marking a significant drop of 36% from last year. This decline is raising concerns among investors due to the uncertainty in politics as the presidential election approaches on November 5, 2024. President Joe Biden's administration has been focusing on renewable energy, but if Donald Trump wins the election, priorities could change. This political uncertainty is impacting investor trust and slowing down deals in the energy industry.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.